Hey, honey, what did you want for what are you doing? No, what were you doing? I saw you with the measuring tape. Were you measuring your penis? You can tell me. I might be able to help. Well, what I mean is that you're not doing it right. Why are you measuring it in the first place? Big dick problems? Well, why do you care what a bunch of guys on the internet think? You don't need to impress some subreddit. Okay, well, if you're going to do this, which I don't think you need to do, penis size does not even matter, sweetie. Trust me. It's how you use it. Don't be embarrassed. You're old enough for us to talk about this. You're not a little boy. You're a grown-up now. We can talk about these things. As I was saying, it doesn't matter how big your penis is. What matters is how you use it, and how you use your tongue, and your fingers, and everything else. Trust me. A man who has a small or average penis can definitely please a woman even better than a man who has a large penis, if he knows what he's doing. So anyway, you wanted to measure it, right? You still do? Okay, well, if you're going to measure it, you should be completely hard. You shouldn't do it when you're soft. Well, I know it's not flaccid, but it's not completely hard either. You should measure it when you're at your complete length. So, get it harder, and then I'll help you. Are you too embarrassed to do it in front of me? Honey, I've seen your penis many, many times. I changed all your diapers. Come on. You can do it in front of me. It's nothing I've never seen. Well, I cannot help you measure it if I can't see it, right? Oh, just let me do it. Come on. Move the blanket. Okay. All right. Do you have lube? Oh, you use lotion? All right. Well, I guess that's easier to acquire for you. And it doesn't seem as obvious about what you're doing. But I don't care if you masturbate or what you do. You're a grown up. It's your life. All right. Let me take some of this. All right. Well, you weren't doing it yourself, so now mommy's got to give you a hand job, huh? All right. It's going to get you harder. Oh, it's not embarrassing, honey. It's nothing I haven't seen before. It's nothing I haven't done before. I just haven't done this to you before. Getting harder, huh? So you never talk to me about your personal life. Do you have a girlfriend? Is that a yes? Oh, you haven't used labels yet? Well, how long have you been with her? Or not using labels with her? Couple weeks. Have you done anything with her? Well, has she seen your cock, honey? Not yet? You should make her wait a bit. You've got a nice cock. It's worth the wait. And the longer you wait, the more excited she's going to be to see it. Especially if you tease her by putting her hand on your crotch and she can feel it over your pants. With consent, of course. Just tease her with it. Oof, you are really hard now. I'll stop soon, though. I know I can stop now, but this is kind of fun. I can tell you're enjoying it. And I want to make my boy happy. So do you think you're going to sleep with her? You can tell me. Well, if you like her, then I'm sure you want to. You're a boy after all. A man. Sorry, honey. You're a man after all. And I know that you live at home with me, but you can't invite her over. That's fine. Since you don't have your own place, it's understandable that you wouldn't have done much with a woman, because where are you going to take her? So you can bring women back here. That's fine, sweetie. They can even sleep over. You have a door. You can close it. I'm not going to be nosy, I promise. All right? I'm the cool mom. Ooh, okay. You are super hard. Is this one of my measuring tapes? Oh, you bought your own online, honey. You did not need to do that. I have so many. I could have lent you one. You could have even told me what it was for, and I could have helped you in the first place with it. All right. So, I'm going to take it, and we're going to measure around to see your girth. See? And now we're going to take it from the bottom of the shaft all the way to the tip. See, you're definitely a grower. Still a shower, but yeah. This is why you need to be completely hard when you measure. You got a couple more inches by waiting, right? All right, well, those are some nice measurements, sweetie. You've got a really, really perfect dick. What's the lady's name, by the way? The one who you're not using labels with? Desiree. Well, I think Desiree is going to want to use a label when she sees your cock, sweetie. It is really, really nice. Yeah, you can talk to me about anything. So you really haven't done much with women at all then, huh? Well, hand jobs? Okay. Well, I mean, you could ask for a blowjob. But I think Desiree will probably just give you one if you're naked. Most likely if you're being intimate. But I think it's okay to ask for one too. And she might ask you what you would like. And if you eat her pussy, then she'll most likely give you a blowjob back. What does it feel like? Well, obviously, I've never had one. But from what I can tell with your father and other men, it's very enjoyable. You're going to like it a lot. Why are you scared? There shouldn't be teeth. It shouldn't hurt. Oh, I don't think you're going to be too nervous that you won't be able to enjoy it. Well, I'll tell you what, when Desiree does give you one, or any other woman, and it can be here in our house, that's all right, I want you to feel perfectly comfortable and enjoy yourself and not have to worry about it. So, do you want me to give you one right now? Just so you know, there's nothing to be scared about. That'd make you feel better about it? All right, I just want you to be happy, honey. That's all a mother wants. Okay, here. Now, everybody starts off differently. Some people do just stick it right in their mouth and go for it. My own technique is I like to give it some kisses first. And even if Desiree or any other woman doesn't do it this way, that's fine. This is just how I like to start. I like to start slow and then build up. Some nice kisses on the cock head. See, it's nice and gentle. See? And I like to give it some licks too. So there's no teeth yet. I lick it up. I'm gonna swirl my tongue around the tip. So far, it's just kisses and licking. A blowjob, it's not all sucking. It's using the whole mouth. It's kisses and licks and sucking. There's a lot involved with it, okay? A lot of it is very gentle and feels pretty good. Some more kisses. Now, some women give the balls a lot of attention too, and I'm one of those women. So I like to kiss the balls. I mean, the balls, that's what makes the cum, right? You want to give them special attention. And any woman should be appreciative of cum. So you've got to thank the balls, too, for their contribution. I like to lick them, too. And suck on them a little bit. Now, I'm going to kiss my way up. Oh, when I was sucking on your balls, it didn't hurt, right? It was gentle. That felt good. See? All right. It's going to feel just as good when I'm doing that to your cock. I promise, sweetie. So gentle. All right, now I am going to go put the head of your cock into my mouth. I'm going to swirl my tongue around it while it's in my mouth so it'll still be nice and gentle. I'm going to suck on it a little bit. A little moan. See, that does feel good, huh? Yeah, there are no teeth. Now I'm going to take more of you into my mouth, and you'll see. It'll be all right, and it'll still be enjoyable. Mm. See? Oh, yeah. I know, it's good. All right, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go take your whole shaft, and I'm going to get some of your penis down my throat, okay? Oh. Yeah, that one. That's one of the best moves a woman can do. Yep, the muscles in my throat are pretty much just giving your cock a nice hug when I do that, right? It feels really good. I felt you throbbing in there. Here, let's try it again. Again, okay. It's supposed to be an enjoyable experience, and it is. You have nothing to worry about with Desiree. Also, I've been helping you out and telling you all about it. Now you know how to tell Desiree what you like, right? And you can even give her tips yourself. So this is a very educational experience, you could say. Oh, yes, see, you did enjoy that. Oh, you came right down my throat, sweetie. No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Again, I want you to be happy. And if you came, you were definitely happy. And I just don't want you to stress the next time you get a blowjob. And I don't think you're going to, are you? No, you're excited and looking forward to it. See? And that's exactly what I wanted for you. So I'm glad that you came, honey. Make sure Desiree is not wearing a lot of eye makeup when she does this, because as you can see, it makes the woman really teary-eyed when you're going down her throat. Whew, you messed up my makeup, honey. That's a compliment. That's a good thing. So I'm glad that you feel better about this. Oh, you're right. Some of the cum did spill on mommy's chest. Well, it's a good thing I have on a low-cut shirt so I don't have to change my clothes, right? You even taste really good, hon. So I hope you know now that if there's anything you need help with or any questions you have or worries, you can come to me no matter what it is. I'm your mom, and I'm always here for you, honey. Okay? Nothing needs to be embarrassing. There's no moment that needs to be awkward. All right? Oh, and when you bring Desiree over, can you please introduce her to me? That's up to you, but I would like to meet her. Okay. Thanks, hon. Oh, yeah, what did you want for dinner?